Sehebok mani baduseyo! Happy New Year! Korean language is really amazing. Like that greeting, it translates from please receive lots of blessings in the new year or best wishes for the happy new year, and then it's shortened to happy new year. I find this greeting very touching because it's just a happy new year, but if you say it in Korean, you're wishing the other person to have lots of blessings in the coming new year. Hi, it's Elle, your fangirl in between. I'm gonna make this fast because my roommate would be home soon. And I didn't realize that my microphone was off for the last 10 minutes that I've been talking about what I've been up to for the start of the new year. Wow, right? I know. Anyway, last time I talked, I said that I was anxious with the deadlines, and that's really how I started the year. But thank God that I was able to meet all those deadlines just yesterday, actually. And I rewarded myself with dramas. Yeah, with dramas. So I've been watching 4 dramas. Yes, all of them together. Well, actually, I was watching them since last year. At least for the first 2. I think this was since last year. Love Struck in the City and A Love So Beautiful. So, yeah. If you've been in a relationship, I think you would relate more with A Love Struck in the City. Especially if you've been in breakups without proper closure. Although I feel like there are loopholes and there are cliche in that series, it's still okay for me because there was a refreshing way of storytelling, and the chemistry of Kim Ji-won and Ji Chang-wook is really amazing. It makes you want to have a boyfriend or girlfriend of your own. And I especially like So Joo-yeon as well, because she's so she's a bit fiercer there compared to another ongoing drama, which is A Love So Beautiful, the Korean remake of the drama with the same title. It was a Chinese drama initially, I think. So I watched them both because they're only 20 to 30 minutes long and it doesn't take up much of my time. Okay, I'm sorry for the noise because I'm near a train station. So, A Love So Beautiful is such a chill watch for me because it's a high school drama and I'm already an adult now. So, it's just really like enjoying the tiny heart fluttering moments, and it still makes me happy. It still makes me smile even if it has been years since I was in high school. You know, it's like a contrast. Love Struck in the City is like for adults and A Love So Beautiful is for high school. But then both of them are chill to watch and just something that you would watch as you go on without much thinking. Although I did think about A Love So Beautiful, but I don't want to... I did think about Love Struck in the City for a while, but I won't go into much detail because if you haven't watched it, it would be a spoiler. Yeah, I think it would be a spoiler. The other two... The other two that I have been watching is Mr. Queen or Chorin Wangsu. Did I pronounce that right? And Run On. So let me start with Mr. Queen. I watched it out of curiosity because the trailers were really funny. And I only watched it recently because of my free time and because it's about to end. So if you haven't watched it, basically a man woke up in a woman's body and that woman is a queen. Well, she's about to be a queen. I won't go into much detail, but at first it was just like, what's going on? Okay, there's a time slip. Okay, typical historical drama, because if you know Scarlet Heart, there's also that when IU woke up in the historical period. But this time, they're really unfolding the story from for a what seems like a puppet king. He actually has ulterior motive, which are very, what do you call this? It is very meaningful, and the story was revealed slowly through every episode. And I've only watched it until episode 10 because I haven't purchased the premium of view. I guess I'll just have to wait until it will become free again. I mean, the episodes will be free. And another one that I've been really enjoying is Run On. I'm actually watching the episode 9 before I decided to re-record this pod, since I didn't know that my mic was turned off the whole time. I like Run On because all the four characters have their own story, and the second leads, are they the second leads? Are not just there to support the main leads. It seems like there are four leads and they have their own story, and it was carefully thought of. I love the details. I especially love the transition from one scene to another. The editing was really good. So in contrast to Mr. Queen, my comment on Mr. Queen is that I'm not a fan of how the music was edited into scenes. It reminds me of the music in Flower of Evil, if you've watched that as well. It has the same vibe. Sorry, I had to go back to Mr. Queen because I just remembered what I said during the time my microphone was off, which is Mr. Queen has comedy in it. And it's a nice transition, or it's a nice break from the intense storyline. Intense. Okay, going back to Run On, I love how I can relate to each of the leads. Each of them has something to offer, and they're not just there to support the main leads or whatsoever. Everything was going into full circle. I know I'm just halfway done, and I didn't watch it during the first airing time before because I was not pleased with some ongoing dramas in 2020. So I said that I would just watch a drama if it's really good, and it seems like it's really good. They have lines that are about life, but then it was not forced. It's really part of a normal conversation, which makes it really good. I really love the editing, and yeah, I'm just enjoying it because I'll be busy again by February, so I'm hoping to finish all of this during the first week. Give me the first week, because the ending of Run On is this week as well. Also with Mr. Queen and I think Love Struck in the City and Love So Beautiful are both ending in February. But after that, I might have to fulfill my promise. No, not really a promise, but like I just thought to myself that I won't watch so many dramas at the same time. Yeah. There's a lot of dramas going to come up as well. One thing I'm sure is Hospital Playlist Season 2. I don't think I've ever talked about that here because most of what I've talked about in the last 4 episodes are BTS. I know, I'm sorry. I just love them so much. Anyway, that's all for my January. It's full of deadlines because of year-end reports. I think if you're working, you also know that. Or if you're a student, you never you never have a free time. I mean, you'll always have deadlines. But I overcame them. And hopefully I get another good rest tomorrow before February starts. And I hope the same way for you too. Happy New Year again! Thank you for listening here. Bye!